Okay, so now we're doing the ninth parak of brachas. It's on page Pei Al for the Ka'ati. So it says, so the ninth parak deals with birchas hoda'a. These are songs of, blessings of praise, right? So the Mishnah starts. It says, Haroe makom, if a person sees a place, shenasu bo nisim li Yisrael, that this is a place where a miracle happened to the Jewish people, the nation, the majority of the people. Say, for example, the Yom Suf, the point where they crossed in the Yom Suf. So, like, that's a national miracle. So you make a bracha there, you say, Omer, Baruch sha'asa nisim la'avoseinu b'makom ozeh. Really, it's Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, sha'asa nisim, that made miracles, la'avoseinu, to our fathers, b'makom ozeh, in this place. Okay? That's la halacha. Also la halacha, and the Gemara brings it in Nandalid, that if you have a personal miracle happen to you, you had a car accident and you survived it and it's a miracle, so you would make a bracha on that same place, and the bracha would be sha'asa li nes b'makom ozeh. Bracha to Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, sha'asa li nes b'makom ozeh. Make la halacha l'maisa, make such a bracha on it, an Or HaChaim in Reishit Ches. And not only that, but the descendants of this person also make a bracha. So if I had a car accident and I go back to the place and I miraculously survive, I make the bracha. If my son goes to the place where I had my car accident, he'll also make a bracha, because thanks to miracle, he's also around. Okay? Fine. Now, what happens if you see a makom, a place, shene'ekra mimenu avodah zarah? This is a place where it was like a makam of Avodah Zarah, like a idolatrous temple. Church is a big machlokas. It's a big machlokas. Okay. First of all, when you talk about, I'll say it. But first of all, when the Rishonim were around, Protestantism didn't exist. So all the Rishonim are talking about Catholicism. Yeah? For starters. So it's a big machlokas if Christianity, which really Catholicism, is a Avodah Zarah. The machlokas is that they believe in God, just God as partners. Right? So that's a question. For a Jew, it's for sure Asar, Avodah Zarah. For a non-Jew, it's a machlokas. Okay? And the machlokas pretty neatly splits between Sephardic and Ashkenazic Rishonim. So you want to write your dissertation at the Yeshiva University or Columbia for that matter. So you'll say that the people who lived amongst the Christians were incentivized to be much more forgiving and lenient, because what are you going to do already? And all those poskim, the European poskim, Rishonim, they all basically say that it's not a Avodah Zarah. Whereas all the Sephardic poskim, pretty much, the Rambam and gang, all say that it is a Avodah Zarah, but they are hanging around Muslims, and the Muslims are strict theists, right? Monotheists, strict monotheists. And they have to deal with Christians, so you could argue the opposite. You could argue that the European post can really understood Christianity, and the Sephardim one, Sephardic didn't. But anyways, so a church is a shaila. It's a halacha. It's a big shaila, halacha l'maisa. And today, Protestantism is less. They Yashka becomes ever less important in many Protestant things. So, but let's say you got a good old fashioned Hindu temple, okay, that was set up shop right up here in Eretz Yisrael, and then, we moved in and kicked them out, so you make a bracha. Baruch, blessed is the one that was she'akar Avodah Zarah me'aretzenu. We got rid of Avodah Zarah in our land. And the Gemara in Zion base adds on extra, says that's not where it ends. You say, u'keshem sh'ne'akar m'makom zeh, just like you got rid of it in this place, ken ta'akar m'kom m'kom os Yisrael. Get rid of it in all the Jewish places. And in that would be even in a Jewish part of town, not in Israel. Even you'd say, if you're, you see a Hindu temple got converted into a synagogue, so you make such a bracha, I guess. In Eretz Yisrael, you all say, Vahashev lev ovdeim la'avodecha. Let the hearts of those who served it come back to you, because it's Jews that were in Israel serving, so we want the Jews to come back. So you make a special bracha in Israel. The Jews who were in this Bakum Avodah Zarah should come back to Hashem. Okay, fine. Mishnah base. This is an interesting Mishnah. this is the bracha on the brachas say on things that are like, let's call them inspirational, that you witness Hashem's power in the world or Hashem's presence in the world. So it says Al HaZikin, two of pshatim what Zikin are. Either Zikin are comets, right? They go around with the tail in the sky. It's a piece of dirty snowball spinning around, or it's a shooting star. Shooting star is like what's called a meteor. It's a piece of debris from a comet, typically actually left behind, that enters Earth's atmosphere, and as it comes in, it catches on, like burns up on the way in and lights up the sky. So machlokas, which this is referring to, they look different. One's a shooting star, they call, and one is like a comet that's fixed. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah paskens on both of them, this applies. You make a bracha of Baruch Shekochu Gvurasa Mala Olam. Blessed is the one whose koach, whose power and gvura might fills the world. Because everyone sees it. The point is that everyone sees these things. Everyone looking up the sky will witness such a thing. Also, Valha Zvaos. Zvaos are earthquakes. So everyone feels the earth shaking. You feel Hashem's big. If that's big, Hashem's bigger than that. So again, you say Hashem's koach and gvura fills the world. Valha Brachim. Same goes with lightning. I'll say halach l'mais in a second, but lightning also, you see lightning, say the bracha. Val ha-ra'amim, ra'am is a thunder. Val ha-ruchos, and on serious, like serious winds. I don't know where it fits in the scale. A hurricane, strong gale, cyclone, I don't know what you need to say. But mashunadika winds, winds that have the same effect on a person as an earthquake, terrifying winds, right? Awe-inspiring winds, to make this bracha. Shekochu gvurasa malalam, that Hashem's koach and gvura fills the world. I'll come back to lightning in a second, and thunder. So then it says, Al haharim, as far as if you see a mountain is not a public spectacle for everyone. You have to see the mountain. It doesn't, like, earthquake finds you, the lightning finds you, thunder finds you. The mountains, you got to find it, you got to go see it. So it's not kochu gvurasa malalam, the whole world doesn't experience it, right? Just whoever's locally at that particular mountain. Vala gvaos, valleys, hills. Vala yamim, and on the oceans. Machlokas, exactly. Pashtus is talking about the ocean, the ocean. The ocean is the body of water that has different names, but it's really one body of water around the whole world, right? Not the Mediterranean. The Pashtus. We're talking about necessarily Mediterranean could be different, but. You're talking about the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, etc. So again, you look at it, maybe the Mediterranean, maybe not, we'll see in a second. Val ha-naharos, also on rivers. Val ha-midbaros, and also on like deserts, big. Midbar is like an open, desolate place. The Pashas, if you go to the Serengeti, it might be a midbar also. You understand? It's not like it's not just like a dry, parched place, or Antarctica, it's also right, a big open wilderness. Awe-inspiring. You say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Osa Maaseh Bereishis, who makes present tense the works of creation. Hashem makes this stuff. It's pretty amazing. So that's. Sorry? Birkas Hachama, but yeah, Birkas Hachama is something. Yes, like Birkas Hachama. But Birkas Hachama is like a whole separate parsha. Okay? I'll speak about it in a second. Let me first think about the lightning and thunder. Halach L'maisa, what we do is we say Shekochu Gvurasim Ala Olam on thunder, and we say Osama Sabratius on lightning, right? Now, the truth is Osama Sabratius is like sort of like the equivalent of Shehakol. It's like a general bracha. And you could say Osama Sabratius on any of these things, says the Gemara. But like Shekochu Gvurasim Ala Olam is like a more specific bracha and more unique, and therefore it's better to make that bracha. Halach L'maisa, since we usually in lightning and thunder are a package deal, right? Lightning is the electric charge that comes down or goes up, actually, depends. And then as it like kind of fries the air, as it goes up, it makes thunder. So, or sweep from cloud to cloud. So, usually you always will see the lightning first. Light goes faster than sound, and then you'd hear the thunder. So, on the lightning, which you see, if you see it, you say, Osama Sabratius. And then on the thunder you say Shekochu Gvurasa Malalam. Now if you don't see the lightning bolt, Halach L'maisa, you don't make a bracha on the thunder, because we're afraid it was just, I don't know, someone dropping a dumpster outside or a sonic boom, who knows what. So you have to see the lightning bolt to make. You should. No, you'd make Osama Sabratius. You would make halak lamais, you make osamas veracious on the lightning bolt, and then koku rasam alolam on the thunder. You can say both twice, I guess, yeah. I guess. I don't know, I'm afraid to pass like a plaq. That's not what you do. It's like saying, same with besamim, like things that smell good, the bracha is always, you can always say, borei mine besamim. It's the same as like saying shakol ni bevaro. But this is a specific bracha, if it comes from a tree, it should say not mine besamim, it should say isve besamim, atze besamim, and so on. So it's not the appropriate bracha that's come down the halacha. We say, so you'd be yotzi, but I don't know if you should do it. Don't know. Should say both. Like, say it twice. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroa es hayam hagadol, the one who sees the great yam. So now, what's he talking about? Could be this is the ocean, in which case the previous yamim is like any major body of water, even a regular sea. Seas actually are connected to the oceans, by the way. They're just not like, it's like a mouth to them. Like the Mediterranean is a good example. It's a sea, but it's really connected to the Atlantic. So some say this is Yam HaGadol is referring to the ocean, so the Yamim would be any Yamim, and some say the Yam HaGadol dafka refers to the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean was like the most important of the bodies of water, of course. And this always bothered me a little bit, like because it's the parochialness of it. But anyway, I see that look at old Roman maps, they call the Mediterranean the Mare Magnus, which means like the Yam HaGadol in Latin. So like that was the major sea. That was the the Romans knew about the Atlantic. They'd been to Britain and so. But Mediterranean was the most important. So he said, Rabbi Yehuda says, make a special bracha on the Mediterranean. Also, Shas es hayam hagadol, made like the great important sea. Now all these things are bizman shiro osu lefrakim. These are all things that you see only from time to time. See, it has to be that these things are sort of inspirational to you and moving. So Chazal or Mashar, that it's 30 days. If you have seen this thing within the past 30 days, it's like still regular, not moving to you. I'm sure you're most familiar with the halacha about like the koso. We don't make these brachas and do the kriya and so on, because if you see the koso in 30 days, it's like it's not so re-moving again, but re-hyphen moving. But with all these things, if you like live by the sea, so it's not inspiration every day. But if you visit the sea from time to time, and you make a bracha every time you go back to see it, every 30 days. When it comes to storms, so if the storm passes and a new one comes, it's a new storm, a new bracha. So it's not 30 days. The prakim, like, you know, the from intervals, are not, is usually 30 days. But if it's like a storm that comes to you, so that if the first storm passed and a new cyclone comes its way, and a new lightning storm comes its way, new brachas. It can even be the same day, very possibly. Same day, two storms. If it clears up. Now, the Birchas HaChama, so the Pashas, what's going on over there, is, I don't know if this is Pashas, but I think it's Pashat, is what's going on over there, is the sun is more impressed than all these things. The sun is the most impressive thing and the most important thing in all of nature. It drives all of nature, it drives all of the life on planet Earth, and it's awesome. I mean, like, if you've never seen the sun before and you come out of your cave, like, it would be much more impressive to see, right? It's like this massive bulb. So the problem is, you always see the sun, right? There's no prakim to the sun. I guess if you live in Scandinavia, it may be different, but so you're always regular to it. So when are Chazal going to say is a perek? Like, when are you going to ever get a chance to make a brach on the sun? So they made a cheshbon when the sun, so to speak, like, renews its cycle. That's a complicated cheshbon. Basically, where the sun is in the sky, where it was relative to Maisa Bereishis. Now, so, and the truth is, the Pashas is, they didn't even care that there's no, it's not really an astronomical phenomenon. And that's why, if you look carefully, and they knew it, there's not a share in that for now, but they knew the calendar isn't our calendar isn't quite accurate enough to, in terms of its correction, we lose a day every so often. I think we're like 11 days behind now, from Bereishis, so to speak. They knew that. They knew that. In other words, there's the machlokas. I think it's Shmuel and Arba Ava. Who was I? Shlomo Ravina, yeah. So if one base says 365 and a quarter, I want to give something much more complicated. Okay? So they knew the more complicated was actually more correct. But our calendar always used the more complicated one. Our calendar is incredibly precise. But for Birkas HaChama, they said, forget it. Too complicated. Just let's go with the simple 365 and a quarter for the calendar for Birkas HaChama. Because they didn't care. They didn't care that it wasn't really lining up astronomically. The point is, once every 28 years, you should get inspired about the song. All right. Yeah, well, I don't know if they knew what was going on with the galaxy, but we orbit the galaxy every, it's like 100,000 or something very long like that. Anyway, okay. Now that you said that, now I have to correct what I said. I don't know what the heck it would mean, the sun being its place from most Maes Bereishis, but you're not going to be able to, you're not going to get some sort of cosmological equivalent ever again. Like Mechatei sits around the galaxy. The galaxy is also moving, and the universe is expanding. And like, you forced me. It would never happen. I don't know if it ever happened again. Yeah, the universe is in motion. It's not. Yeah. Okay, right. But they didn't care. My point is they didn't care. And my biggest ride they didn't care. They used the simple calendar for calculations, even though they could have used a more complicated calendar. They didn't care. And Rav Lunitz agreed with me. They didn't care. So I feel comfortable saying that. Okay, fine. Mishnah Gimel. This is the Bana Bayis Chadash. If you build a new house, V'kana Kelim Chadashim, or you get new. Did I skip? I'm sorry. Yes. Ala Gishamim. Sorry, we're back in base. I apologize. I'm still in the end of base there. Ala Gishamim on the rains. Rains here, this isn't about that the rains are impressive in terms of their magnitude. It's that they're good for your crops. That's the point, right? You're a farmer and you're desperate for rain. When the rain comes, you're very happy. Vala Besoros Tovos. And on the good news, I don't know, you won the lottery. So, Omer Baruch HaTova Meitiv. You make a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaTov, the one who is good, v'hametiv, the one who does good. You say HaTov v'hametiv if there's if there's two beneficiaries, like you and your partner. So you have to own the field together with someone. So he's good to you and he's metiv to others. If it was just you by yourself, if it only affects you privately, you'd say a Shechiano. Shechiano and Tov v'hametiv are like called the same bracha. Functionally, just depending if it's a private undertaking or private benefit, and you and other people. Okay, so just you by yourself. Why did it make two different brachas? I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. Yep. Right. I don't know why. Okay. Well, the Shmuel's roast, and on bad news, someone was nifter, so you make a bracha. Baruch Dain Ha'emes. The Nusach here in the Mishir is the Baruch Ata Hashem L'Kinam L'Chalam. Dayan Ha'emes, the true judge. True judge. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Mishnah Gimel. Bana Bayis Chadash, if you built a new house, V'kanam Kelim Chadashim, or you purchased new Kelim. These are Kelim that make you happy. Right? So then, Omer Baruch Shechiyano, which is the our Shechiyano of the Kimon of Higiyano, is Manazeh. Now, Shechiyano is an interesting bracha. There's no onesh for not saying it. It's like an option. It's truly optional. And more than that, it all goes. It's all totally on your really what's going on inside of you. So the question you ask the rabbi: I bought a new suit. Because that's the codes bring down buying a new suit's an expensive acquisition. You make a bracha Shechiyano. So most people today say what's the big deal of a suit? But it's not about the dollar amount. It's about your excitement. So if you've always wanted an iPod and you got it, you make a Shechiyano. whatever it is, whatever. If you get very, you're very excited, you should direct that excitement towards Hakaras Lepilim to Hashem. There's no set rule. I asked some rabbi once, there's a big shiloh that when you have a boy, you make a tova meitiv. When you have a girl, what do you make? It's a shiloh. And there are those who say Shechiyanu and those who say nothing. Those poskim who say nothing. Anyway, so I asked a certain rav, his name Mashallah mentioned, about whether he said Shechiyanu was daughter. So he told me he didn't make any bracha. So I thought maybe he meant like the other shita. So he said, I just wasn't that excited. Which is a pretty sad story, but I don't think he was kidding. That's the saddest part about it. But anyways, be that as it may, that's the point. That's a lucky point. You wouldn't make a Shechiyanu if you're not excited. Like, it doesn't matter if you bought yourself a $15 million palace. If you just don't really care, you shouldn't make a Shechiyanu. Right? Halacha l'maisa. Yeah, I don't know what it really is. If it's a Mishnah Dika assignment, well, you know? Like, you know, when you get a car and you get a new computer, assuming you are of moderate means, that's very exciting. Then you make a Shechiyanu. But it's not about the money. It's a matter of the excitement. If you don't feel it, then you don't make the bracha. If you do feel it, you make the bracha. So it's totally subjective, right? Yeah, that's something else. Yeah, but that's one I'm not totally going to be happy. You should be happy, but if you don't, so it's a chesaron to you. Here, like, you don't care about suits or cars, so like, so you don't. So you can't make a bracha. Okay? Fine. Mavarach al ra me'ein hatova. You make a blessing on a bad thing that like resembles the good. Valatova mein ra, a good thing that resembles the bad. What does that mean? If something happens to you which is like, you know, bad now but it'll be good later, or good now but it'll be bad later. The Gemara gives the example, you know, your crops get flooded and everything's ruined. So you know, if you're the eternal optimist, you say, oh great, next year I'll have great crops, right? It'll be super fertilized, it'll be extra good. But that's wrong. Right now it's bad. So when you find out that your crops are ruined and you've lost your livelihood, make the bracha dina emes, that's besur sros. You don't say, oh, but you know, everything Hashem does is for the good, and you make a Shechiyanu. That's wrong. You make a bracha on how it is now, even though it'll be bad later. And similarly, if something good happens to you, you know, you win the lottery, even though you know that most people win the lottery, their lives are ruined, right? But don't be such a grump. Enjoy the moment and make a Shechiyanu, even though later on, you'll find out your life will be ruined. All right, so that's a pshat. The Gemara gives an example. It says, a guy finds secret treasure. So then he says, but you know, sooner or later, the authorities will find it, and they're going to, you know, break his legs and steal his thing from him. So, you know, it's only going to be fun for a little while. Even so, you make a Shechiyanu now, if it's exciting now. Fine. Okay. New point here. Hatzoak lisha avar, one who cries out for something that's happened already. Arezu tefila shav. That's a prayer in vain. What are you talking about? If an event's already occurred, and you don't know what happened, but it's known what happened, then to daven for it is a tefillah shav. It's like a prayer in vain. Ketzad, what's an example? I say ishto mu'uberes. Your wife is pregnant, but she's already pregnant. And the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah here is assuming that you only find out like at 3 months' time. That's normal time to find out she's pregnant, at around 3 months. And the halach is, the Gemara says that the gender of the embryo, whatever, right, is that those embryos at that point is decided at 40 days. So like, don't mix up like that issue. It's assuming here it's past 40 days and you find out, right, because they didn't have pregnancy tests back then. So you confirm that she's pregnant, but now the gender is already decided. So today now he rutz on shetelit ishi zachar. You know, Hashem, please let it be a boy. That's called harez at tefillah shav. That's like a waste of your breath, and it's like a prayer in vain, because whatever it is, we don't pray for miracles. Okay? Now, Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz insists that there's a Yerushalmi. He didn't tell me where, and Rav Lunitz didn't know where it was, which is like a bad sign. But he insists that the Yerushalmi says, you still can daven for tefillah shav. In other words, so what? Daven for it to be a boy, and you'll have a miracle. So what's wrong with that? I think he's it. So what? He said you can't daven for a miracle. So what? He said, not only that, he said that's halacha l'maisa. And the example that my case is even weirder. The shala came up like this. I'll tell you how far it goes. I took a like a multiple choice exam, computerized, and it's a done deal, whatever it is, right? And I handed it in already, and I told him. So he asked me if I'm davening for the results. So I said, like, well, it's a little late now, it's Tefillah Shavuot, I've submitted the test. So he told me the halacha applies even in that case. That's like beyond, like, sorry, but anyway, that's what he said, that's halacha. So, he's a big post, like. I'm saying it because he was my Rosh Kollel, and like, but I think he's all by himself on this one, I think, as far as I know. Sorry? I don't, that's correct. I bounced it off other people, that's from Milinowitz. He thought it was very strange. That's true. So that's true, like that you know, that bracha happens when it's hidden away. But to daven for a miracle is a different thing. Like, you didn't do your financial statement, so you don't know how much money you actually made. Start davening now, I mean, like, what's done is done. That's the point. So it's true that bracha will happen hidden away because no open miracle, but to daven that magically the book should change and you should make more money, that's going a little far. Alright, fine. Okay. Hayah Baba Derech, new points here. Sorry, it's just... Yeah. So the question is that like wrong to do? Is like a waste of your time and a waste of Hashem's time? Like, what are you doing already? The answer is no. Says Reb Berkowitz. Like, oh, well, right? I don't know. This mission, it's saying it's tefillah shav. Like what's that? That's right. That's exactly the good question. So he said that Yerushalmi goes not like this Tana. Halacha l'maisa. It's difficult. I only said it because he insists and he's a work with. That's not exactly the same. That's just a generic, Hashem should make more miracles for us. That's different than saying, like, I know it's decided, but I'm doubting for it anyways. Like, look at the second example. Here's an ironclad example. Hayabob b'derech, you're walking along the way, v'shama kol tzavacha b'ir, and you hear, like, you know, the ambulance is ringing, sirens going. Kol tzavacha means a voice of screaming in the city. So you see the ambulance going, so you say, Yiratzon, let it be, shelo yu elu b'nei beisi, that whoever had the heart attack shouldn't be in my house. Well, the heart attack already happened, right? Hareiz a tefillah shav, so the mashmos, again, that's a tefillah shav.
Let it be my neighbor.
So, and again, so the Yerushalmi says, like, no, not that, let it not be my family. Okay, that's a tefillah shav. The Tana seems to say it's no good. Okay, fine. Mishnah Dalet, can you just take a glass of water, please? Just a couple more. Thanks. Mishnah Dalet. Okay. In those days, the most dangerous place when you're traveling was at the gate to the city. Cities were like walled, typically, and they had a gate, which is like the checkpoint, and the guards were there, and the extortionists there, and the tax collectors were there, and, you know, the border control, and they did what they like with you, you know? So that was the dangerous thing. So now a person is traveling from city to city, hanichnas lekrach, when he goes on into this walled city, mispal shtayim, he should make two prayers. Achas b'knisaso, v'achas b'yitziaso. Well, on his way in, he should say, on the way into the krach, you know, he should say, please Hashem, let me get through this safely. Ubi yitziaso, on his way out, he should say again, like, let me get out of here safely. Okay? Ben Azle Omer Arba. He says you make four prayers. Shtaim b'chnisaso b'shtaim b'yitziaso. You have two on each side. Yeah. B'nosen hoda l'sha'avar. You give thanks for what happened in the past. V'tzok l'asalavo. And you got to cry out for the future. So this is a hard to read Mishnah. If you really carefully see, the words are hard to read for like lining up order of things. The Pasha's Pasha Pshat is, you're saying On the way in, you say, please let me get in safely. And once you're through, you say, thank God I made it through. And on the way out, same thing, let me get out safely. And again, you say, thank God I made it out safely. The problem is the order of the words are reversed. You just line them up, right? If you're making two, it should say, Venos Nodal Shavar. That's the past. Vatok Lasa Lavo, and for the future, it should be the other round. It should say, first for the future, and then for the past, once you get through. Okay? So. Okay. Mishnah Hey. You know what? We'll do most of the Mishnah now. We're not going to finish all of it. It's long, but it's good. We'll make a Siyum on the Masechta with the Mishnah at the end. So we'll start this now. It's a long, long, long Mishnah. We'll start it. Chayev Adam Levarach Al Hara'a Kishem Shemavarach Al Tova. A person has a Chiyev. What's the matter? I know. So I'm saying it's good. So we'll save the last bit when we finish the other pair. So that's why it's good. Right? Chayev Adam Levarach Al Hara'a. A person has an obligation to make up to bless on bad things, kashem, just the same way as mevarach al tova, that he blessed on the good things. Don't confuse with the previous din of a single thing that is good now but bad later. Now we're saying when you have something bad happen to you, you should make the bracha of dina emes with the same like simcha shel mitzvah as if you're making a tova meitiv. Like you should mean it, like you're matik the din. You say Hashem is a dina emes, like you mean it heartfeltly. You shouldn't be begrudging that blessing, that bracha. Shneemar, the pasuk says. So you see, no matter how you have a chiyuv to thank Hashem and serve Him with everything, ve'ahavta es Hashem elokecha, you love Hashem, your God, b'chol levavecha, with all your heart. Note that it should say libcha. Levavecha has two bases. We'll get there in a second. Like something funny there. So we darshan there, u'v'chol nafshecha, also with all your soul. And all your me'odecha, we'll define in a second what that is. So we now explain. B'chol levavecha, with all of your hearts. What does that mean? B'shnei yitzarecha, with your two yetzers. B'yetzer atov, b'yetzer ra. Both of you, you should serve Hashem and love Hashem, and therefore serve Him with both of your yetzers. Yetzer atov is, of course, to do good. Yetzer ra is to not do good. So how do you serve Hashem? Two main pshatim. One pshat is, you serve Hashem with your Yetzer Hara by overcoming it, right? That's one pshat. Another pshat is like you direct your bad midos to like good ends. If you got a bad temper and you're a mean guy, so like you should go into anti-missionary work. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying you should direct your, you know, so like become a shochet, whatever it is. So that's another pshat. Another pshat too. So, b'chol nafshecha, with all your soul, afilu notos nafshecha, even if Hashem is taking your soul. The Rabbi Kiva story, right? Even if Hashem is killing you, you still have to thank Hashem. You're being mocker that everything's from Hashem, 100%. Not a thanking Hashem, but you're recognizing it's from Hashem and being moda to Him. And also, b'chol me'odecha, and all of your me'odecha, b'chol me'monecha, all of your stuff, all your money. Davar acher, a second shot, what's b'chol me'odecha? B'chol me'odecha, b'chol mida u'mida, shu moded lach. With every, like, whatever he portions to you, whatever's your lot in life, have you moded lo b'ma'od ma'od. Thank him a lot. And it's a play on words. Mida, moded, moda, b'ma'od ma'od. So it's a play on words, like that's a drasha, b'chol me'odecha. Okay, so we'll stop there for tonight.